The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
What was the source of the consternation between you and Big Fatty? What is your relationship with it, and why is there internet hate? I'd love to know the background regarding this. Back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California. This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you. He came to California, and my family invited him over on my recommendation for dinner because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud and so she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres and the main course, he dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table. And from then on, I've just had a bone of content. There is nothing lovey. That's not true. He didn't take a dump on our turkey. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me. And all the nonsense that goes back and forth between us is fun. It's just fun. Although I wouldn't put it past him to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This is very hard for me to talk about. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4122, I say chew, of the BFO for Thursday the 23rd of November, 2023, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A Little Show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and y'all, a traditional public service announcement. Pilgrim Be Ready. Hi, everyone. I hope your Spanksgiving Day is going well. Or if you're not in the U.S. of A, I hope your Thursday's going well. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is Spanksgiving here in the U.S. of A. And y'all, it's a day that we take, yes, Big Fatty, we take time to fill our pie holes with all kinds of shit. But y'all, it's a day that we take time to give thanks and maybe remember those who aren't with us anymore and just share kindness. Y'all, if nothing else today, and I know with some families it is, it's a struggle. during the holidays and especially Uncle Earl, no privacy around here at all. Just people and their attitudes and all. Yo, Lee, if you're going to spend Spanksgiving with your family or your friends, just Leave your negativity or your ideals. Well, not your ideals, but leave your opinions at the door and just go and be kind and enjoy friendship and a big old piece of turkey. Yes, and Big Fatty is is having a little Friendsgiving here at the villa today. Of course, you know, it wouldn't be Spanksgiving without the Macy's hot air balloon parade. Yes, Big Fatty. And, you know, bringing up the rear of the parade is old Santa Claus. Big Fatty, let the mall warriors start having at it. Yes, Big Fatty. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Where Poodle doesn't eat some cake.
Dun, dun, dun. We baked you a birthday cake.
If you get a tummy ache and you moan and groan and woe,
don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Make a wish, dear, and blow out the candles.
What happened?
Here they go.
Big Fatty, Big Fatty, that's quite the intro. Well, it is, because it's a very important, it's not really a celebration of exiting the birth canal, but y'all, it is a coming into clarity. Big Fatty, like Aunt Clarity? No, just, you know, when you have a realization, and y'all, the realization happened out there in Walnut Hills many years ago, when the old gal realized that she had a conscience. Big Fatty, I bet that was something. And y'all, that's when conscience was born, was on the 23rd of November. And y'all, if you see the old gal or conscience or even those darling children, make sure you wish conscience a happy creation day. On Spanksgiving Day. Yes, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, Hortensia came on two, I say Tuesday, and y'all, I, what did I do? I, Big Fatty, we don't know. She brought me a poinsettia. And, y'all, it was just a surprise and just as kind of thing as you can imagine. Y'all, the first time she's ever given me a little gift at or anything. And, y'all, you know, the Hatterina always used to say that, well, when people start giving you poinsettias, that means you're old. Well, y'all, I'm officially old. Yes, Big Fatty. And it happened long before that poinsettia arrived. It's true. Yo, by the way, Big Ricky said on the Twix, it's very cold. I said, remember, you can't spell cold without old. Anyway, y'all, it's okay to get old. And it's okay to be cold. Big Fatty. After Hortensia left, y'all, I hopped in old Ruby Red, and y'all, I went and checked into the motel. You know, I had that complimentary night that was a benefit on my credit card, my charger plate, and y'all, it was expiring. Tuesday night was the last time I could use it. So y'all, I packed up the old special chair and a few little items, and y'all, I went and checked in. Y'all had a real nice room. stayed at the Crown Plaza, the Plaza, and y'all, it was lovely, just lovely, and y'all, there were no gentlemen callers or anything, so it was, you know, I was papayaed in case there were, but y'all, it was a very nice evening. I just watched some TV, I watched the dancing. And, y'all, I fell asleep early. The dancing wasn't even over. But, y'all, before I even went to the motel while Hortensia was here, y'all, I forgot to tell you, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fitty! We hear it. We hear it, y'all. I told you don't go to the Von's East on the day before Thanksgiving, and y'all, I didn't. I went on Tuesday while Hortensia was here. Y'all, they had a few things that I wanted to pick up while I was there. I mainly went because I needed to get some more eggnog, and so y'all, I picked up a couple of half gallons of the eggnog. Y'all, they had the good chopped pecans. On sale, buy one, get one free, and I'd already bought some, but y'all, these don't go bad, and I just went ahead and got two more bags of them, because it's something I'll use. Y'all, I decided I'm, in addition to our Spanksgiving glutton buffet, y'all, I decided I was going to make some fried Brussels sprouts to go with it also, so I picked up a couple of bags of Brussels sprouts. Y'all, you know, they had the Ben & Jerry's ice cream on sale, so I picked up another, just one. It was buy one, get one free, but I picked up just one more little pint of that. And y'all, then they had the chopped solid kits on sale, so I picked up a couple of more of those. Y'all spent $38.44. But I saved $21.27, and I didn't go on the day before Thanksgiving. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, that was it for two, I say, Tuesday. But y'all, I got up, I woke up before 6 a.m. in the morning, and I decided I was going to head on back home. And so, y'all, I got back home, and I, y'all, it was raining. It was raining hard. The rain was coming down. And I got back home and I started my coffee and had a little breakfast, did my puzzles, read the paper and watched Miss Gail King, and y'all, it was pouring. Y'all, we ended up getting, y'all, there was thunderstorms, and we ended up getting, I think my rain gauge said about an inch and a half of rain, and I had to do some things here around the villa. Y'all, I made some Chex Mix, some nuts and bolts, and you know, I've revised that recipe. So if you'd like to have that revised recipe, I don't know. Can I put it on the www? I'll see what I can do about that. Yes, Big Daddy. And it was probably about 11:30 a.m. in the morning, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, yes, yes. yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Tom Turkey wasn't the only thing getting stuck. Big fatty vulgar. It's my new gentleman caller. He just wanted to come back and have a gay old time, and y'all, we did. We didn't have a whole lot of time to play, but y'all, we made the best of the amount of time we had, and it was lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And after he left, I fixed me a little lunch, and I made a second batch of the nuts and bolts. I'm going to have that as my pre-buffet snack. And what did I do then? Y'all, then I it seems like I went somewhere. Oh, I did go somewhere. Y'all, I had to go pick up the buffet at the SNS cafeteria. Oh, Big Fatty, the old people love the cafeteria. They do indeed. And y'all, the meal is sliced Tom Turkey and dressing and macaroni and cheese and green beans and sweet potato souffle and turkey gravy and cranberry sauce, and we got cone muffins and a half gallon of tea, and then there was what else was there? Oh, and a lemon meringue pie. So y'all, we're all set up. All set up for the big day, and plus I'm adding the Brussels sprouts, and I'm going to heat up those Sister Schubert yeast rolls, and y'all, I've got a peach cobbler I'm going to cook also, so there can be some variety for the dessert as well. Derwood's going to be here, Granny, Young Nicholas, and you know, we'll see if there are any other sexual orphans that want to come by. But y'all, after that, I got old Ruby Red all cleaned up for the big parade. Big Fatty didn't know Ruby Red was in the parade. No, Ruby Red's not in the parade, but you know, she likes to look nice whenever there's a parade. Oh, okay. And y'all, I got a couple of more packages that got delivered, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day.
And now, public service announcement for all those celebrating Thanksgiving.
Hi there! It's your colon. I'm supposed to be wishing you a happy Thanksgiving, but you know what? F*** you! I don't feel like it! I'm sick and tired of all your crap! Literally! You could at least try to eat a balanced diet. Maybe some more fiber to lend a fella a hand, but no! You're too busy shoving turkey and stuffing down your pie hole to think a little old me stewing in your mess! Ugh. Wish yourself a happy Thanksgiving, motherfucker! I'm sick of your shit. Oh, God!
Big Fatty, aren't you glad you have that bit in the turlet? I am. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thanksgiving Day or Thursday. And y'all, I just want to say, like I say every year, how thankful I am that you keep coming back day after day and just being supportive of the little show and of Big Fatty. And, y'all, it just means the world to me. And I just want to say thank you. Now, be kind today. Let's do that, shall we? Y'all, speaking of being kind, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old gal from out there in Walnut Hills, and Vera, anything you want to be thankful about today?
This is very hard for me to talk about. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me.
Oh, Big Fatty, the old gal is a sweetheart underneath that outer shell.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.